with this KLEM Sports Update for this Tuesday, July 22nd. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. Well, yesterday the Class 1A State Baseball Tournament got started with a bang, but not a good bang in Remsen St. Mary's case. The number one seeded Hawks took an upset loss to 8 seed Hillcrest Academy by a final score of 3-1, ending their season. And it really didn't matter whether it was pitching, hitting, or fielding. Hillcrest Academy had the edge for the entire game, and Remsen St. Mary's head coach Dean Harpinaugh says it was right away from the first batter in the first inning that the Hawks were playing on their heels.
It starts off the first inning, you know, if we could have got out of there with no runs, I mean, that's big, and we just couldn't do it, you know, and you know, you got to give them credit. They're scrappy, and the scouting report was correct, pitch contact, and play defense, and that's what those guys did, and we couldn't square any balls up except for one. Dalton's almost went out, but, you know, you got to give them a lot of credit. They did a great job, and, you know, it's baseball, and sometimes, you know, this kind of reminded me of the first game of the year, I'm not going to lie. But that's kind of how things happen.
The Hawks knew going into the game, as Coach Harpinaugh mentioned, that Hillcrest Academy pitcher Seth Hours was not an overpowering arm. Rather, he was one that would try and induce weak contact. And he certainly did that, forcing the first five batters to hit weak fly balls for outs. Coach Harpinaugh says the change of speed threw his guys for a loop in the game.
He changed speeds really well, and it caused the pop-up. So, I mean, obviously we tried in-game change of approaches, and, you know, obviously that didn't work very well for us, but we tried. Well, we did square a few balls up. You know, if the Klein's line drive gets through, you know, then it's two runs, or Dalton's ball goes over, it's 3-2, and then that changes the aspect. Then he can, you know, possibly use some small ball, but we didn't have an opportunity. You know, being down 3-1, it's hard to use a small ball.
On the defensive side, Remsen St. Mary's did not do themselves any favors either. The Hawks kicked around four errors, with a couple leading to two decisive runs in the third inning. Coach Harpinaugh says it's very tough to win games at state playing defense like his team did against the Ravens.
It's a state tournament, so, you know, these are the final eight teams, so, you know, you better come ready to play. And, you know, once they got up, the game kept going deeper and deeper, and we weren't scoring any runs. That changes the outlook of the game as far as pressure and intensity. You got to put pressure on people. I mean, that's what we usually do to teams, and that's what they did to us.
And despite the loss, the Hawks did do a good job of limiting big innings. The Ravens had their chances to really put the game out of reach, leaving a total of 12 runners on base. Coach Harpinaugh says he liked that the guys got out of those innings, but there was just too much pressure put on his guys to make plays.
We fought to get out of innings. It's just that, you can't let them have that many base runners and continuously put that kind of pressure on your defense. And, you know, that's kind of how it played out today, and everything played out their way. We lost all three phases of the game, and you're not going to win a baseball game losing all three phases.
And the Hawks put a bow on the 2025 season with a 23-2 record, and at the state tournament for the 10th straight season. 11 seniors will graduate this year's team, disappointed with how it ended. Coach Harpinaugh says they may feel that way, but they have nothing to be disappointed about when it comes to their entire body of work.
They've been a lot of big games, you know, done in football and went basketball, and so, you know, they have nothing to hang their heads out. I mean, they're extremely decorated group, and you know, obviously they didn't. This is not how they wanted to end, but, you know, that's kind of how things work. It's kind of like what happened in basketball. You know, they lost a game on first round of the state tournament in basketball, and sometimes that's how it ends.
And with that many seniors graduating, the Hawks will have some big pieces to fill for next year's team. Coach Harpinaugh says the work towards that starts right away, and he'll be looking for some guys to be leaders throughout the offseason.
One positive, we do have an anchor. We have an ace. We still have an ace. You saw him. He was our positive today. You saw what he did on the mound and, you know, in a big stage. And, you know, he did that last year as an eighth grader. So, you know, it'll start there, and then we'll build it around him.
And Dalton Kline had a pretty big day, but again, it was Remsen St. Mary's taking a 3-1 loss, ending their season with a record of 23-2. Colin Holman, he went 2-for-3 at the plate, took the loss on the mound. Dalton Kline went 1-for-2, and Austin Kline drove in the only run of the contest. And Dalton, as Coach Arpinaw mentioned, not too shabby on the mound, went 3 innings, allowing 3 hits while striking out 3 batters. But it was Hillcrest Academy picking up a 3-1 win, so the Ravens will move on to take on the number 4 seed, Martinsdale St. Mary's. The Blue Devils shut out Key High of Lansing by a score of 2-0. East Buchanan, in another stunning shocker in Class 1A, dominated the defending 1A champion Linville Sully by a score of 12-1 in 6 innings. So the top 2 seeds all lost yesterday. That means the number 3 seed, St. Ansgar Saints, they're the best team still standing in the Class 1A tournament, defeating Logan Magnolia by a score of 3-1. To the Class 3A state tournament, this was taking place in Sioux City yesterday. Great crowd on hand at Lewis and Clark Park. Top-seeded Wallert Catholic started the day off with a 3-1 win over Boone. The 5-seed Seidel took down Davenport Assumption by a score of 6-4. It was the Pella Dutch ending Sergeant Bluff Luton's season by a score of 12-5. And it was the number 3 seed, Bishop Heelan, walking off Carlisle by a score of 3-2, with a couple of Remsen St. Mary's assistant coaches, one on each team. It was Jacob Wesselman and Bishop Heelan getting the better of Brady Harpinaw and Carlisle in that state quarterfinal contest. In Fort Dodge yesterday, in softball, Class 3A state tournament action saw Wallert Catholic shut out Center Point Urbana. Top seed gets a 1-0 win. PCM, the number 4 seed, walked off West Liberty with a 5-4 victory over the Comets. Class 4A, shocker here, another 1 seed goes down. Cedar Rapids Xavier fell to number 8 seed Pella, 5-1. It was ADM, winner in 9 innings over Dallas Center Grimes, 4-1. North Scott scores a big win over Norwalk, 7-1, and it was North Polk with a big comeback effort to defeat Western Dubuque 8-7 in 9 innings. Class 5A state tournament, Waukee Northwest shut out Dowling Catholic 4-0. Ankeny Centennial dominated Valley by a score of 9-0 in 5 innings. Linmar was a 5-1 winner over Pleasant Valley, and it was Cedar Falls winning a barn burner over Southeast Polk by a score of 12-11. All of those state tournament games, they can be found on our website with scores and results at KLEM1410.com. Also got to tell you about the Lamar's 12-under all-star softball team, who is trying to stave off elimination in the regional tournament in Whitestown, Indiana, yesterday afternoon. And unfortunately, the Lamar's all-stars could not stave off elimination. Their season came to an end in an elimination contest to a team from Michigan. That's the Hudsonville Little League team from Michigan. A final score of 10-0 ended Lamar's season. Elena Butcher, Blakely, and Mia Patch all recorded hits in the losing effort. But another great season for Lamar's Little League softball, as they were able to get to the region tournament once again in some capacity. Third year running that has happened consecutively, and just goes to show how good softball is in our great community. But a tough loss again to Hudsonville, Michigan, in the regional tournament that ends the All-Stars season. Well, let's take a look now at the sports schedule for today. State baseball continues, state softball as well. Let's give you the rundown. In baseball, Class 2A will take the field in Carroll at Merchants Park. Cascade takes on Underwood to open things up. It's Mediapolis matching up with Unity Christian out of Orange City. West Lyon takes on Pleasantville, and it's Sheraton against Van Meter. In Class 4A in Sioux City East will take on the Bettendorf Bulldogs in their quarterfinal contest tonight. Iowa City Liberty matches up with Waukee Northwest. It's Cedar Rapids Prairie against Johnston, and Waukee matches up with Iowa City High. To the softball state tournament, where the Class 3A field continues, Washington takes on Williamsburg, and it's Esterville Lincoln Central against Albia. Class 2A quarterfinals, Van Meter against East Marshall. West Fork takes on Durant. West Monona out of the Western Valley Conference, they'll take on Loiza Muscatine, and West Lyon, very solid team, off Hinton this year. They'll take on Cascade. In Class 1A, it's Highland taking on Wayne. Newell Fonda, who eliminated Kingsley Pearson, they'll take on Riverside. Newman Catholic matches up with Clarksville. And St. Edmund, who ended Remsen St. Mary's season, they'll take on Wapsie Valley. Also, some consolation games taking place in 5A, 4A, and 3A. We'll have scores from all of that and another busy day of the state tournaments later on tonight on our website at KLEM1410.com. Make sure you check out that website for up-to-date sports news and notes. We're going to be getting a lot of postseason accolades put up there. All conference, all district, all state, baseball and softball, you name it. We're going to put it up there at KLEM1410.com. Make sure you're in the know of how our area athletes are being recognized. You can also get some of that information on our social media page. We are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. Well, this has been your Tuesday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteeg.